Going into seclusion following the tour, Hendricks emerged with renewed spirits. He had moved to Woodstock, New York, with a collective of musicians, including old pal Billy Cox, where he had conceived the latest Hendricks invention, something he called electric church music. Jimmy explained it this way. It's much more than music. It's like church, like a foundation for the potentially lost. We're making music into a new kind of Bible, a Bible you can carry in your hearts. When I get up on stage and sing, that's my whole life. That's my religion. I am electric religion. That summer of 1970, Jimmy hunkered down with Billy and Mitch to produce his most ambitious work yet for the projected double LP First Rays of the New Rising Sun. The exhausting sessions left no time for rest. Manager Jeffries had arranged a brief European tour, kicked off by the Isle of Wight Festival, known as the last great fling of the British counterculture. Suffering from severe fatigue and depression, and plagued by stubborn technical problems, Jimmy stumbled badly, stopping songs midstream and both playing and singing out of tune. Later that evening, singer Richie Havens recalls an eerie encounter with Hendricks on a fog-laden backcountry road surrounding the festival. "Oh, man, it's just so frustrating. It's Jeffries, you know. I don't trust him. He's trying to keep me in this little box, forcing me to play the same old crap. It's a drag, man." Hendricks was clearly desperately discouraged and unhappy. "That was the last time I ever saw him," recalls Havens.
"I really hate to play at night, you know what I mean? Because you can't see him, especially outside. I can see everybody. And that's how I play off of. First of all, the musicians, and then second of all, the audience. I've been doing like Yogi Bear. I've been hibernating. It surprised me that they, you know, want us back here, you know. We play like a whole vacuous, I mean, a wall of sound, a wall of feeling. That's what we try to get across, you know what I mean? We haven't been sleeping 2 days, you know. You know, we've been working very hard on other projects, too, you know. I've been doing a lot of writing, and Billy Cox, our bass player, has been doing a lot of songwriting. We're starting to really make good contact with each other because we realize how important a friend is in this world. We have a whole LP. And then we have a single called Dolly Dagger. And on the other side of it is Nightbird Flying."
Meanwhile, death eerily seemed to be a favorite topic in his recent talks with reporters. In July, he said, "The next time I go back to Seattle, it will be in a pine box." And while on this tour, he told a journalist, "I've been dead for a long time. I don't think I will live to see 28.